The Traveler's Journal, November 6th. Having a hostile experience. Foreign travelers tend to be more familiar than Americans with the realities of youth hostels. The general concept is of small dormitory-style residences filled with youthful backpackers. While not wrong, that image is certainly incomplete. First, youth hostels have no age limits. In fact, a surprising number of adult travelers prefer them over hotels, less for their Spartan, inexpensive accommodations than the prevailing communal experience, which offers a great opportunity to get to know fellow travelers of many different ages and origins. The International Youth Hostel Federation lists over 5,000 hostels in more than 70 countries, with some 250 in the U.S. and Canada. All of these IYHF hostels provide safe, low-cost, short-term accommodation in dormitory-style rooms, which are segregated by gender. Some offer a number of private rooms. Most have a common kitchen and public areas. But hostels often also provide visitors with insights and discounts on local attractions, as well as a variety of tours and educational programs. They generally enforce basic rules and curfews, and guests are also asked to share basic cleanup chores. Rates vary by location, running from $8 to $25 per night for members and a few dollars more for non-members. Guests are generally welcome on a walk-up basis, but reservations are also a good idea, especially for groups or in popular destinations during high season. A website makes international reservations a snap. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.